From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. Presumptive U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and Republican U.S. Speaker of the House make attempt to heal bitter divisions in their party. Trump and House Speaker Paul Ryan expressed optimism about unity in a joint statement issued after meeting Thursday in Washington, their first get-together since the start of the current presidential election campaign. Ryan said last week that he was just not ready to endorse Trump's anti-establishment presidential bid. But on Thursday, the House Speaker said the seeds of unity had been planted.
It was important that we discussed our differences that we have, but it was also important that we discussed the core principles that tie us all together. Principles like the Constitution, the separation of powers, the fact that we have an executive that is going way beyond the boundaries of the Constitution, and how it's important to us that we restore Article 1 of the Constitution. You know, it's the principle of self-government. We talked about life and how strongly we feel about this core principle. We talked about the Supreme Court and things like this. I was very encouraged with what I heard from Donald Trump today.
Well, anti-Trump protesters demonstrated outside the Republican National Committee headquarters where the two men met, shouting slogans accusing Trump of being a racist. The Brazilian Senate has voted to suspend President Dilma Rousseff from office. The Brazilian lawmakers decided Thursday to begin a process of trying Rousseff on charges of manipulating the national budget to boost her 2014 re-election campaign. In a speech to supporters, the 68-year-old leftist accused her opponents of sabotaging her government. Rousseff's vice president, Michel Temer, will act as Brazil's interim president as the impeachment moves forward. You're listening to VOA News.